This is WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. 47 degrees. Fabulous producer Rob Setter on the other side of the glass. He is a happy guy, taking great care of us, so we always appreciate his help and hard work. On the news line with us again, we welcome back Tracy Witter. She's a regional affairs director for PPL Electric Utilities. She makes sure that customers in our area, PPL customers, the utility customers, know about the services that they offer. Rates sometimes have to go up, so we always ask her about those, but she primarily spends a lot of time talking about the various assistance programs and, trying to take back your freezer or making sure that help is available. Tracy, thank you so much for calling in.
Hi, great. Yeah, thanks for having me.
All kinds of things get involved here. Well, let's start out with one thing that customers might be following, and that's they're aware that electric rates have to go up a little bit because of all the increased costs out there. Talk to us about increasing electric rates for PPL utility.
Yeah, so I guess it's important to note that at PPL, we deliver our customers electricity. We don't own the power plants where the electricity is generated. So customers, though, are lucky in Pennsylvania because they can shop around and choose the electrical supplier that's right for them. If a customer does choose a supplier, they need to go to papowerswitch.com, and that's a website that is operated by the Pennsylvania Public Utilities Commission, and they can compare rates. If customers don't want to shop, then they receive what we call our default rate, which is, we also call it our price to compare. And what happens is PPL does not make a profit from that. We go to auction twice a year to try to secure the best rate for our customers. And there's no markup. But again, in Pennsylvania, if you want to shop that rate, you can do that at papowerswitch.com. And one thing we like to say is to shop smart. So to look for variable rates, look for any kind of cancellation fees, just pay attention to those particular points if you are going to shop for your electricity.
All right. The PPL electric utility rates will go up. That price to compare might go up as well, I'm assuming. Tell us about that.
Yeah. So our price to compare effective December 1st went up. And that was due to several market conditions, really the rising cost of the energy supply sources, particularly natural gas, as well as really just overall inflation. So the average customer, the average residential customer who uses about, an average use is about 1,000 kilowatt hours per month. And the average residential customer will see about a $19 increase, again, if they don't shop for their supply.
Right, you can save a little bit of middle money by doing some shopping around. And PPL is always there to make sure that electric customers are informed about these kinds of things and about the assistance that may be available out there. So let's talk about how to save money in general briefly and then the customer assistance programs at PPL Electric Utilities.
Yeah, so the programs that we have to help customers with their bills, I'll speak to that briefly. We have a variety of programs. In fact, if customers just want to call 1-800-DIAL-PPL, our customer assistance representatives can help them. But just a quick, you know, snapshot of those programs, we have a emergency rental assistance program so that anyone that's a renter, that was part of the COVID, the federal COVID relief package. We also have an on-track program where we can help, if you meet certain income guidelines, help you to forego some of your bill and then put you on regular monthly schedule. Operation Help, it's an employee. We donate to that to help our customers. I guess if people want more information online, they could also look at pplelectric.com/billhelp.
All right. Other customer assistance programs, if any, that help people during times of winter or other low-income times that the people may experience?
Correct. And then we also offer, just, you had asked me about a whole bunch of energy tips. So particularly in the winter, one of the things I always like to tell people is to get a programmable thermostat, and we actually offer those on our website through our online marketplace. And if you turn, the other thing is, if you turn your temperature down just 1 degree, it saves about 2% on your heating bill. And if you turn it down 5 degrees, you'll save 10% on your bill. So if you can do that, it's a pretty wise thing to do. And I recommend that people try to do that overnight.
All right. So those are the smart thermostats. How do they work? Why is this thermostat smarter than my old round one that just makes a click and the heat comes on whenever the temperature changes?
Yeah. So they you can program them to turn down while you sleep or when you go away. You know, it's real simple to use. They're fairly inexpensive. We have free shipping on our website. On our website, we have the Google Nest, and then the one that's even smarter is the Honeywell thermostat. So it's something that you can just program. You don't have to think about.
Who's eligible to receive these smart thermostats from PPO?
Yeah, anyone. So when you go onto our website, our online marketplace, which is PPLElectricSavings.com, you just have to enter your account number, and then you can receive the special prices that we have online.
And
we also
please go ahead.
Oh yes, we also just have so many tips online. We have like 80 home energy tips, from heating to, you know, your water temperature, to buying Energy Star appliances, to unplugging appliances when you're not using them, especially like phone chargers. People don't realize that if you leave it plugged in and your phone is charged, it's going to still continue to deliver energy. So it makes a lot of sense to unplug things.
All right. And anybody could install a smart thermostat? I know I have just a tiny number of household skills.
Oh, yeah, sure. It's pretty simple. The instructions are right with the thermostat, and really, anybody could do it.
Have you done it?
I haven't. I actually live in a rural area and I'm part of a rural co-op. I don't have PPL where I live, but I have not done it. I need to do it. Really, if you have Wi-Fi, it actually makes it even, you know, more simple.
Well, there'll be a how-to video. We'll watch that when you have that ready to go. Well, Tracy, thank you so much for all your help. You have an open mic. Anything else you would like to add?
Really, just to make sure, if you're not happy with the current price to compare, that you should go to the energy suppliers and try to find a rate that's better for you. It's papowerswitch.com.
All right. Well, thank you so much for the information and the help. PPLElectric.com, of course, a great place to get information. Thank you so much for your information and for all your help along the way. We appreciate that.
Yeah, great. Thank you so much.
Tracy Witter, Regional Affairs Director from PPL Electric Utilities. Again, PPLElectric.com. For more information, finding out, you can click right to the PUC website for the price to compare. They are a deliverer, not a producer of electricity, but she's there to tell us that prices are going up, and so we're going to have to pay for that. But they're offering all kinds of helps to customers as well. PPLElectric.com, including giving out a free smart thermostat. Stats.